getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
Wow, would you look at that old calendar on the wall there. It tells us it's time for another edition of Tim Zumpa Hour. Ah, right out of the chute, I can't say the name of the show. Man, oh man, oh man. Anyway, yeah, look at this, last show for the month of September. Yeah, sneaking another one in here. Fall is upon us. Won't be long, we'll be talking about blowing snow, at least those of us here in the northern climes. Not like you fancy people down there in Florida or out in California or Texas or whatever. You know, I've been to Texas. The only time I've ever flown commercial, we had to stop at Dallas to switch to another plane, and we got snowed in. Snowed in Dallas. What's the deal with that? I thought it was supposed to be nice down there. Anyway, here we go with another show. Glad you're along with. Let's start out one. I got issues with this record right out of the chute. First of all, this is one of those records that survived a jukebox in a bar where it was played 1,000,000,000,000 times. And the records that come from jukeboxes out of a bar are all kind of gray from the cigarette smoke in the bar, and they're really worn out, and they look kind of crummy, but it still plays pretty good. And the record says right on it that it's a polka, and I am telling you what, this sounds like a waltz to me. You figure it out. Here's the Polka Ambassadors. You are my one true love. Telling you that is a waltz all the way. Says right on the record that it's a polka, but I have my doubts. You are my one true love. It's the Polka Ambassadors getting another edition to the Oompa Hour, rolling right along. I've already figured out that I really need, to put this stack of 45s away that's piling up in the studio here. Because, you know, I play there. I take the records off the shelves. I grab some. I sit down. I play them. Then I set them over here to my left in a stack. See? And the stack is getting pretty tippy. I have the same problem in my office at the radio station. I got a stack of records I measured. It's 37 inches high. Stack of 45s. That's a pretty good stack for 45s. That's like playing Jenga or something. And I keep meaning to bring record boxes to work with me. You know, they're made for 45s to go in. They're just the right size. They hold a couple hundred records. and I keep forgetting, and the stack is getting taller, and that's getting pretty tippy, but that one leans against the wall. The one in here is freestanding. Let's hope we get through the show without a record-spilling incident, huh? I'll see what I can do. Here's Stanky and his coal miners. See, sometimes the record says Stanky and his Pennsylvania coal miners. This one says Stanky and his coal miners polka band. I don't know, but nonetheless, it's hats off to Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania, hats off to our great state. We're proud to entertain ya in Pennsylvania, the Keystone State. Hats off to all the people who help to make her great. They sign the Declaration of Independence to guide us straight.
There you go. Hats off to Pennsylvania. Hey, they're proud of their state just like anybody else is. I think just about any state with a polka band probably has a song about their state. I bet every state's got a polka band. I would feel pretty secure in saying that every state has at least one polka band in it. Don't you think? I'm sure. I went to get records in the German category today because the records are, the 45s at least, are kind of filed by ethnicity, so I can mix it up a little bit. And I just randomly pick. You know, I take records from the left side, I put them back in the right side, and I kind of randomly pick without, you know, choosing. Otherwise, I'd probably play all my favorites all the time. So I just randomly pick records. And I was grabbing records out of the German section. I think I grabbed like 5 records, and I think they're all Whoopi John records. That's the trouble with the German section in the 45s. The percentage of Whoopi John and Six Fat Dutchman records is unusually high because they made so darn many records. But speaking of Whoopi John, I'm going to play him right after I tell you about the World of Accordions Museum, which would, of course, include some concertinas, too. 1,400 accordions and whatnot in the museum. That's a lot of bellows when you stop to think about it. How many folds do you think that is? Now you know why they call it fold it like an accordion. It's accordion fold. Anyway, they got 1,400 accordions on display, give or take a few. And, of course, a lot of other related memorabilia and stuff. They have research materials. If you're doing a thesis or a book report or a report for school, on the history of music from your country, for example, and you want to cover the polka stuff, man, they got the information. You can just sit there and research till your brains fall out. It's really kind of impressive. There's a lot of big file cabinets over there. And so check them out. They're right there in Superior, Wisconsin. They're on Belknap Street. It's pretty easy to find. Even I can do it. And it's even easier yet to find them online at worldofaccordions.org. And you can see some pictures in the museum and read a lot of history and a lot of good stuff. See if they have any activities coming up the rest of this year. I know we're getting into fall, and that turns into winter real fast up here. Another month I could be doing this show from a snowbank. So anything could happen. But check them out online anyway, worldofaccordions.org. Okay, here's Whoopi and the band. It's the Hello Joe Polka. And this one actually says Whoopi John and his band as the name of it, but anyway, sometimes it says, and his polka band or whatever. It seems like a skimpy label to me on this one. But anyway, here you go. Hello, Joe! Sometimes they seem like they go by too fast, doesn't it? Whoopi John and the band. That's a Hello Joe polka. Probably figure that out listening to the guys yelling, Hello Joe. That would be a tip-off for me anyway. Anyway, glad to have you along with another edition of the Oompa Hour here on the radio or the stream or the interwebs or the wherever you happen to be listening. There are so many options out there these days. Don't forget, if you're listening to the Oompa Hour and you think I'd like to have a dedication for my daughter's birthday or my friend's anniversary or just for the heck of it or whatever, you can always get a request into the Oompa Hour via multiple ways nowadays. You can use a plain old telephone, like even an old dial phone, the kind that's wired right into the wall would work, or a smartphone or a reasonably intelligent phone. You can call and leave a voice message at 218-259-2985, or You can send a text to that same number, 218-259-2985. You can email oompahour@aol.com. That's a pretty easy way to do it. Or you can Facebook, too, facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour. And I do check that Facebook at least once a week. I'm not a real heavy-duty Facebooking kind of guy, but I do check, and I do post the playlist for the upcoming week every week because I know what songs are going to be on the show before you get the show. So if you want to know what's coming up, follow Tim's Oompa Hour on Facebook, and you'll see what songs are coming up. So you get a little, I don't know, you always place a bet with somebody. I bet he's going to play the Hello Joe Polka by Whoopi John. And then when you win the bet, see, they wouldn't know that you already knew that because you saw it on the Facebook. Anyway, there you have it, all the vital information. Here's the Craig Udseth Orchestra. This is Dee's Polka. There you have it there, Craig Udseth Orchestra. That's Dee's Polka. We don't know who Dee is, but we know this is Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. I was just trying to figure out here. I kind of am surrounded by records. They're stacked up on the counter, and I got a bunch down on the floor leaning against the cabinet and stuff. And I'm like, there's an Elmer Scheid record down here. And it's been down here for a long time. I should probably play something off of that. So when I get, now I know why it's sitting there, because it's so filthy dirty. I don't know what happened to that record, man. It looks like somebody... It's covered. It's like somebody spread butter on it back in 1958, and it's just been sitting there. It's really bad. So, of course, me being me, I just put it back. You know, I should have set it aside so when I walk out of the studio, I'd take it with me to go wash it. But no, I just put it back in the pile of records on the floor. So now in like 3 months, I go, what's this Elmer Scheid record doing here? And I go, oh, yeah, it's because it's so darn dirty. I had to clean that sucker up so I could play some of those songs. Anyway, I thought I had a whole pile of polka records next to me, and I don't. Down here on the floor, it's a whole pile of weird records. You know, like Bert Kempfert. He doesn't do any polkas. He plays nice little songs, but he doesn't play any polkas. I don't know. How about some fiddling polkas? You ready for that? I know the listeners down in Texas are going to like that. We got some listeners in Texas tuning into the Oompa Hour. Here's Chubby Wise and his fiddle. Pennsylvania polka, doing it up fiddle style.
Thank you.
see, I don't have a lot of polka fiddling records, but there's one, Chubby Wise, and his fiddle, obviously, but it says so on the record in case you couldn't figure that out, I guess. And the Pennsylvania Polka, you know it's an old record because it says on the record it's in compatible stereo. Ooh, because when stereo very first came out, you couldn't play it on an old record player that had an old monophonic cartridge and needle on it because the old mono records had heavy tracking and wide needles, and it would screw up the grooves in a stereo record. That problem didn't last for very long, but there was a couple of years there where the records weren't really compatible, and you would mess up your nice stereo records by playing them on an old mono machine. But then as years went by, everything got straightened out. They perfected the record-making techniques, and the old record players kind of faded away, and everything turned out all right. But if you're going to play a stereo record on a record player from like 1950, you got to be careful now. Because you could still screw that record up. And then you'd be all sad and bummed out. Here's Bernie Witkowski and his Silver Bell Orchestra. It's the Alice Polka. Okay, there you go. Bernie Witkowski there and the Silver Bell Orchestra, the Alice Polka. You kind of caught me unawares there because I was looking at records over here because I got to have a shellac record, got to have a 78 of the week here like we do every week. And I'm like, oh, here's a bunch of 78s I forgot about. Hang on here. Okay, a real professional does not go off the microphone like that, but I'm trying to see what's here because I'm wondering if I've played these or not. They don't seem familiar. Is that possible? I don't know. Maybe we'll have a rerun today. Maybe we won't because I can't remember. And I'm counting on if I can't remember, you can't remember. Now, here's a record. Seems like it comes around way too often. And I think that's only because it's annoying. So when you play it, you remember it. So it always seems like you just played it. Because like that Bernie Witkowski record, that didn't seem annoying. It didn't seem like I had just played it or anything like that. But this next record, I don't know. Seems like it comes around a lot. Get the kids around for this one. Or maybe the grandkids, depending on the situation. I got the old gray mare. It's Lil Wally with the Singing Wabbits. Are you ready for this? Oh, it just seems like it comes around too often, but I think that's what happens with what you call your novelty records. It's Lil Wally with the Singing Wabbits. And yes, it's spelled on the record with a W. Here's the old gray mare. Yeah.
pony boy, why are you so weary? Take me back, take me now to my honey dearie. Giddy up, let's not make her worry. Giddy up, step it up, get there in a hurry. So weary, take me back, take me now to my honey dearie. Giddy up, let's not make her worry. Giddy up, step it up, get there in a hurry.
There you go. I told you, doesn't it seem like we just heard that? Lil Wally there with the singing wabbits and the old gray mare here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. All right, are you ready for the Itsy Bitsy Polka? I think you are. It's Walter Sisolak and his Polka Ambassadors.
Afraid to come out of the locker, she was as nervous as she could be. She was afraid to come out of the locker. She was afraid that somebody would see. It was an itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini that she wore for the first time today. An itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini, so in the locker she wanted to stay.
Grazie, Rossosti, grazie!
To come out of the water, and I wonder what she's going to do. Now she's afraid to come out of the water, and the poor little girl's turning blue. It was an itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini that she wore for the first time today. An itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini, so in the water she wanted to stay.
Hey!
course, that was a big pop hit record for Brian Hyland, the Itsy Bitsy Teeny Weeny Yellow Polka Dot Bikini song. But there they just call it the Itsy Bitsy Polka, I guess. Here on Tim's Hoopa Hour, it's your old-time oldie show. How the heck are you doing anyway? How come I don't have a sleeve to put this record back into? Things have got out of control all of a sudden. I'm going to work on getting our 78 set up here. Will you enjoy our waltz? I normally don't do two feature things like that right next to each other. Maybe I'll change my mind on that, and we'll get the waltz here in a couple of minutes. All right, we'll get the waltz going, but we'll do the 78 in a couple of minutes. Yeah, I like to space it out, right? Christy Hengel, is that how you say it, or is it Hengel? Is it a soft G or a hard G? I've never known. I've never heard anyone say it before. Christy Hengel seems right to me. I don't know, and this seems like my kind of song. It's the old man's waltz. Okay, waltzers, you're off the hook now. You can, put the coffee table back where it belongs, and you don't need all that dancing room. There's Christy Hengel there, and the old man's waltz here on Tim's Hoopa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Now we have the Holy Toledo Polka Stars. Here's the Roulette Polka. We'll be right back. There you go, the Holy Toledo Polka Stars. That's the Roulette Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. Glad you're along for another week of the show, by golly. I think it's the only time I ever say by golly is when I'm doing the polka show. I don't know what the deal is that, by golly. But anyway, I'm going to work on getting the other turntable switched over for our official 78 of the week. So stand by for that coming up. You know, we're kind of rolling right into October here by the end of the week. Which means Oktoberfest, which means German beer and German polkas, big time, especially in Minnesota, especially in southern Minnesota. You're down around, New Ulm and down there like that. But we got a lot of places having Oktoberfest celebrations around here. And so I got a Six Fat Dutchman record. Why not do the Taproom Polka?
Bartender, bartender, step on the gas and tap, tap, tap another keg of beer. Bartender, bartender, fill up my glass and do the same for everybody here. 'Cause when I drink, everybody drinks, and when I pay, everybody pays. So here's good luck 100,000 ways. Here's to you and you and you, and here's to happy days. Bartender, bartender, you rate a cheer, so tap, tap, tap another keg of beer. Drink, everybody drinks, and when I pay, everybody pays. So here's good luck 100,000 ways. Here's to you and you and you, and here's to happy days.
And there you go, Six Fat Dutchman, Taproom Polka. We'll send that out to everybody getting ready to celebrate Oktoberfest out there in the land, because that's coming up real quick here as we're into the last week of September already. Holy man, how time flies, huh? All right, let's get our 78 of the week in here. It always sounds great. Oh, no. Did you hear that crash? Remember in the beginning of the show? I told you there was a great big stack of 45s over here, and it was real tippy, and it was going to fall over. Yeah, I got about 100 records on the floor and a great big tipped over pile here on my counter. I know what I'm doing while you listen to our 78 of the week. I'm going to clean this mess up. I don't even dare roll my chair now because the wheels might break a record. Let's do it. Gene Heyer and his orchestra. I don't think I played this one before. I think I played the other side. I don't recall for sure, but anyway, here he is with the Sunflower Polka.
Thank you.
That is an outstandingly good-sounding 78 RPM record right there. Everything sounds great on a 78. It's Gene Heyer and his orchestra with the Sunflower Polka. Here on Tim Zumpa Hour, it is your old-time oldies show. I can't believe how fast the time is going today. And I did manage to get my stack of records picked up while you were listening to that Gene Heyer record. But what a mess. Now they're all piled up, going every which way. Normally, you know, you put the records on the stack with the little open side all going the same direction. Oh, this is going to force me to put them all back on the shelves in order now. Darn it anyway. All right, here's the Ampletones. That's hard to say. It's the Greengrass Polka. The Ampletones and the Greengrass Polka. This is Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. Believe it or not, this happens every week at about this same time, at about this same place. Isn't it amazing how that happens? Going to have time for a couple more tunes, it looks like. Going to have the Dynadukes coming up here in a minute.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention, the International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
All righty, let's see. Oh, yeah, I told you I had the Dynadukes coming up. I guess I'm going to have to play the Dynadukes now, huh? Here they are. It's the Sweethearts in Heaven Polka.
If I should go first and leave you behind to face life alone, just bear this in mind, that I will be waiting, if heaven's my fate, to take you by the hand just inside the pearly gates. Will there be sweethearts in heaven after we cross the line? If the angels have sweethearts, then I want you for mine. Now I'd be a tramp and sleep in the street, or I'd be a beggar with rags on my feet, if I knew for sure when the time comes to part, someday in heaven you'd be my sweetheart. Will there be sweethearts in heaven after we cross the line? If the angels have sweethearts, then I want you for mine.
Dukes there, Sweethearts in Heaven Polka. I was not laughing at that song. It's a very serious, wonderful, romantic song from the Dynadukes here on Tim's Hoompa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. I was trying to figure out what to play for the last record here. See, that's what the situation is. I don't know what I want to wrap up the show with. And I thought I would close with a Shimoleski's record. And I pulled out this record. I couldn't decide which song to play. First, I was going to go with their Beer Barrel Polka, which is kind of a standard, but I hardly ever play the Shimoleskis doing it. And I thought, I'm not really sure I got time for that. And then I thought, well, here's something ridiculous. They cover the Peppermint Twist, which, as you know, is a rock and roll song from the 60s. And I thought, that's ridiculous, but it doesn't feel right to me right now. And then I thought, I'm going to play Patty Shimoleski singing I Got a Polish Boyfriend. So I think that's what we're going to go out on. Just because I spent too much time talking and any of the other songs are going to be too long at this point. But she was 9 years old when she recorded that. And I happen to know that the Shimoleski Funtime Band is going to be performing very close to me, like just a few blocks away, coming up this weekend. And I know if you're not in the area, that means nothing to you. But I'm going to see if I can't get Patty to autograph my record. She's not nine anymore. And I worked a radio station concert promotion thing where she was appearing at. She was 9 or 10 years old with the family band. And I'm like, hey, remember me? Back 46 years ago when you were on the stage and I introduced you? There's no way she's going to remember me. But I want to get him to autograph my record anyway. So here's the Shimaleskis, and Patty is singing. She's 9 years old. And I got a Polish boyfriend. Yeah, the record says it's a Shimaleski Brothers Orchestra, and that's Patty Shimaleski singing that one, well, a few years ago. She was 9 years old back then, and, well, she's a lot taller now anyway, huh? That's what I'll tell you about that. Anyway, and that brings us to the close of another round of great old-time music here in the old Oompa Hour. I don't know how the time goes by so fast. Maybe I'm playing the records too fast or something.
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim Zupa Hour is a production of Edwards Broadcast Service and recorded live at our studio in Bovee, Minnesota. Brought to you by the International Polka Association and the World of Accordions Museum. Back to do it again next week. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody.